You're listening to Around and About. In our final segment today, we're going to hear about a really big music event coming up at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Performances of original music will highlight the 2014 Southeastern Composer League Forum. It happens Thursday, February 20th through Saturday, February 22nd. Local musicians will perform. The Marian Anderson String Quartet is going to perform. Founded in 1950, the Southeastern Composer League is comprised of composers in 15 states throughout the Southeast, so people are coming in all over for this. WUTC's Mark Colbert spoke with Professor Dr. Jonathan McNair.
Welcome to Around and About, Dr. McNair.
Thank you so much.
Now, you are a member of the faculty here at UTC, a member of the music department, and you're also president of the Southeastern Composer League, and many of your colleagues will gather here at UTC February 20th through the 22nd for your annual forum. First, what is the Southeastern Composer League, and what a treat for members to come to Chattanooga.
Indeed. In fact, this is the second time they will have come to Chattanooga for a forum. I hosted them in 2008. The Southeastern Composers League is an organization for composers of what might be called classical music, living composers of classical music. The group was founded in the 1950s to support and encourage and promote the composition of new concert music for the orchestra, for small groups, for soloists, founded in Alabama, and then became independent and floats around various spots across the Southeast to hold its annual meetings. Memberships range from Louisiana up through Virginia, so it covers a wide swath of the Southeast.
How do you become a member of the Southeast Composer League?
Our members are trained in music and classically trained in music and have studied composition, most of them, with recognized composition teachers. We ask that members show evidence of having successfully created work for the stage. And then once a member, then members can submit works for inclusion on the annual forum and have performances to be heard by their peers and by a general audience.
Okay. And what would be the primary focus of the 2014 Southeastern Composer League Forum?
The main purpose is to perform music. We get together to hear music.
And now the forum will consist of a host of performers, including a visit by the Marian Anderson String Quartet, and that's the first African-American classical music ensemble that won the International Cleveland Quartet competition back in 1991. Beside the quartet, tell us about some of the other performers who will be playing. Because you have a whole host of them starting February 21st and 22nd.
Yes. On Thursday, February the 20th, the Southern Adventist University Orchestra, directed by Laurie Redmer-Minner, we'll open the forum with a concert here at Roland Hayes Hall, including a work by one of the Southeast Composer League's members. And then on Friday the 21st, we'll have guest performers from Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, performing works at 10 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and then the Marian Anderson String Quartet at 7:30 p.m. I'm excited also that my colleague Nicolasa Tejero is giving a recital as a part of this forum. And we'll have a guest pianist named Walton Lott from North Carolina who will give a recital on Saturday the 22nd, along with a guest artist from Texas and, again, the neighboring states.
Mm-hmm. Now, there will be some UTC students performing as well. I think I read as well as a member of the Chattanooga Symphony?
Yes. Two groups of students from UTC Music Department, the Chamber Singers, directed by Dr. Kevin Ford, and the String Orchestra, directed by Ju-Yong An, Maestro Ju-Yong An, will perform on Saturday evening, February 22nd. And on that same program, Taylor Brown, who is the principal bassist of the, let me say that differently, the principal bass player of the Chattanooga Symphony, will perform in a small group in a work called The Flattery of Fire.
Is this an opportunity for composers to basically also kind of critique each other's performance, their music, their style, their writing?
Well, perhaps. My experience of this group is more of a supportive community, that we get together and hear each other's work. We affirm each other's work.
You're listening to Around and About. I'm Mark Colbert, and I'm speaking to UTC Professor Dr. Jonathan McNair. Dr. McNair is president of the Southeastern Composers League. The Southeastern Composers League will be on UTC campus February 20th through the 22nd for its annual forum dedicated to performances of original music by its members.
It's not so much about critiquing as it is to develop friendships and supportive colleagues.
And showcase your work.
And to showcase your work.
Okay. Yes. Now, the Marian Anderson String Quartet, as I mentioned, will be performing. And are they widely known? Because I was reading, and I know they've been around for about 24 years, but mm-hmm. actually this is the first I've heard of them. And I read where they actually got a chance to meet Marian Anderson, and she gave them their blessing to use her name.
Exactly.
What a blessing.
Indeed. The group formed in 1989, originally called the Chaminade Quartet. And after winning the competition, the Cleveland Quartet competition, they approached Marian Anderson, who, for those who don't know, was a famed opera singer, African-American opera singer, and asked if they might use her name for their quartet. And she heard them perform and gave them her blessing, as you said. The group then played for a presidential inaugural in 1993 in Washington, D.C., they won an award, the Guarneri Award, from Chamber Music America in 2008, and they have performed in major venues and smaller venues across the country since then. The group is also really devoted to outreach and music education. They formed a music school in Bryan, Texas, where they're home-based, as well as a summer camp in the Virgin Islands. There are some YouTube videos of the kids who have been working with them in, I think it was their 2009 chamber music workshop. And so you get to see the kids. They really seem to be as interested in promoting the children and the students as they are promoting themselves.
And all the events during the forum for February 20th through the 22nd, they're free and open to the public?
All of the events are open to the public, and all but one are free. The only one for which there is a modest ticket charge is the Marian Anderson String Quartet. It's a $5 nominal ticket charge, and it's all events are in the Roland Hayes Concert Hall. So we would encourage people to come out. The stylistic range will be wide. The members of the Southeastern Composers League range in style from very, very approachable to more adventurous and experimental. There will be things for standard instrumentation and voice, as well as things that use electronic sounds and unusual tunings. There's even one kind of theatrical piece by one of our retired members who's using video and laptops to make sound and doing a narration on stage.
Okay. I was going to ask you if there was going to be any theatrical piece because classical music and chamber music is used in Broadway plays and local productions as well.
Yes.
What makes the Cleveland International, the Cleveland Quartet competition so prestigious? I've heard about it, but what truly makes it so unique?
The Cleveland Quartet was one of the great string quartets formed, I guess, in the 20th century, and fantastic players, musicians at the top of their craft, known internationally, make up that group. And because of the prestige and accomplishments of that group, then a prize was named after them. And so to win this prize is an incredible accolade for any group.
Such as the Marian Anderson Quartet.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming to speak with us about the Southeastern Composers League Forum that's just coming up here at UTC. It'll be in the Fine Arts Center, correct?
Yes.
All of the events.
In Roland Hayes Concert Hall.
February 20th through the 22nd. Thank you so much for being with me here on Around and About.
Thank you. It was my pleasure, Mark. Thanks so much.
This year's Southeastern League Composers Annual Forum is supported by the Tennessee Arts Commission. The Marian Anderson String Quartet residency was planned in partnership between the UTC Music Department, UTC Office of Equity and Diversity, and the Bessie Smith Cultural Center. For more information about the Southeastern League Composer Forum, visit www.utc.edu/music. For Around and About Chattanooga, I'm Mark Colbert.
Around and About Chattanooga is a production of WUTC with contributions by the staff and volunteers of WUTC. Find us online at wutc.org.